Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast, and we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association, with your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to Hours. The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. Our guest from the Physical Therapy Political Action Committee, Mike Matlack. Mike had a big party last night. In town, the rumor is you guys always throw the best parties.
We do. We make sure that the students have a good time at National Student Conclave. Of course, we also have parties at CSM and Next. Yeah. So we make sure that it's well worth them making a contribution to the pack and supporting the profession.
You guys are always hustling. You know, guys like Brad Thuringer always out hustling wearing the red coats. Every time we have someone on for pack, I always want to stress, not the give me money part, which I'm sure you don't want to stress either. You want to stress what you guys would do with that money and why it benefits especially the students who this morning I heard in a presentation have the most to lose and the most to gain by putting some money into the PAC. So what do you guys do with that?
What we use the money for is to help members of Congress who are friendly to our issues to help them get reelected. So that's very important. But with campaign finance laws, the most that we can give to one member of Congress is $5,000 for primary and $5,000 for general. So the money helps, but it's really having the access to members of Congress.
Sure.
So when we go to fundraisers, we can talk to them about the issue of concern to the profession, because all the other healthcare provider organizations have PACs also. So if we're not there, they're speaking for us. And in most cases, the other professions, in a lot of ways, are not supporting what we're trying to accomplish on Capitol Hill.
Where are we in terms of funds raised? You know, in terms of like the last 10 years, are we up? Are we down? Are we right in the middle? Or how does it work?
Unfortunately, we've gone down a little bit. And I don't know if that's because across the profession, we're getting reimbursed less than we have in previous years. And I think that is taking a toll. I think sometimes some of our issues never go away.
Yeah.
Sometimes like the repeal of the therapy cap, we just continue to do extensions to prevent a hard cap, but we have to deal with it every year. So I think sometimes there's a fatigue in that regard. But hopefully, you know, through conferences like this and our flash action strategy that we have, it educates students who are about to go into the workforce that it's very important to be involved and advocate for the profession.
What are some of the ways that you guys raise funds that are most successful? Things that maybe a student, if they wanted to help out at a very local level, which is important, getting involved at the local and state level is just as important as getting involved at the national level.
Right.
What are some ways students could possibly get involved within their schools to help raise some money for the PAC?
Yeah, the best way to do it, when we have a student club, called it Student Stars. It's very important. That's some very simple $20. And we always say that, hey, just give up a Starbucks coffee, you know, in a month.
Right.
And you can very easily make that contribution. And we can help out through our trustees. We have PAC ambassadors in almost every state to give them the information that they need to educate their colleagues in their schools about the PAC. Before the flash action strategy that we had last month, most students have never heard of the PAC.
Yeah.
And that's just because they just don't have, the faculty a lot of times doesn't have the time because they have to teach so many other things.
Right.
And so whatever we can do through our PAC website, through our action app through APTA, which has a lot of information about those things. Hopefully that will educate them and they'll get involved and participate.
That's why I wanted to talk to you here at the National Student Conclave, because PT school is so long, 3 years, but it goes by so quickly.
Right.
And I think faculty, they do talk about it, but then you know, you've got to continually educate because we get a lot of information.
Right.
One thing I liked a lot, there was an event, a PAC event in Washington, D.C. last year.
Yep.
The cool angle was somebody was going, had to sponsor a student. So I got sponsored by somebody to go. So they paid for me to show up. And that was cool because it was like, all right, come on in, no strings, you know, just come check what it's all about. And then half of the people there were sponsored, so they were checking it out. The other half, they were already drinking the Kool-Aid. They got it. And they were able to tell their stories of why they not only paid to show up, but paid to bring you there as a student. I think that was a great way of showing what the pack was all about, because it wasn't a hard sell. They weren't looking for anything from me. Right. They were looking to show me something.
I think you're talking about the Federal Advocacy
Forum.
That
was it. Yeah, that was it.
And we have it at the end of March this coming year, and many state chapters and sections will sponsor students to go to it. And so I encourage students to contact their, if they're a member of a section or, of course, their state chapter, to contact them, and hopefully they will get sponsored to come. We usually have 50 to 70 students wow. that come to this conference, and overall somewhere between 250 to 300 APTA members who go to this conference. And it's a great way just to understand the importance of just being an advocate for the profession, not only to participate in the PAC, but just go up on Capitol Hill, learn about the issues that we're lobbying on that will impact them when they get out of PT school.
Yeah, Mike, you talked a little bit about having to continually talk about some issues that don't go away.
Yeah.
I think if you live outside the Beltway, I live in Arlington, you continually see demonstrations, protests, people marching on the Hill. It's all the time. So us showing up is great, but once isn't enough. You can't do that, because I know this firsthand just from going for a run on the Mall, which is where I go. Mm-hmm. You see different groups with posters right. every single day, several times a day. So we need to be there, but once isn't going to do it. So that's why the PAC continually needs funds.
Right, and it's definitely important, because through the PAC, we can send APTA members to go to fundraisers back in their district, back in their state, and have that access to members of Congress, because they're so busy, especially in D.C. Sometimes if you come to D.C., they just can't, they right. won't have the time to right. see you. And it's not because they don't want to see you. They just have so many things going on. So it's important to be involved in your district or in state, so you can go to their district office where they have more time. And so you need to do it multiple times, so when they see you, they say, oh, I know who you are. It's
right.
not like once a year
right.
because there's so many people, like you said, who go in once a year. And so you got to build a relationship with them, and the PAC helps out to do that. And we help out with our grassroots campaign efforts to get our members to go to district office practice visits, things of that sort, so you can see PT firsthand
yeah.
in the clinics.
Yeah, if you don't keep showing up, they can and will forget about
yep.
you. That's just the way, unfortunately, of politics. One of my favorite movies, I'm a movie guy, The Shawshank Redemption, mm-hmm. Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman. And what does he do? He writes a letter to get some money to buy some books. And then they give it to him. They say, well, we consider this matter closed. So then he wrote 2 letters a week until he
yeah.
got what he wanted. Essentially,
right.
he was like, I'm going to keep showing up until you give me what I want.
Right.
And I think that's a good way of looking at, if you want to get something done, you've got to be the squeaky wheel. And the PAC is the way that the physical therapy community is the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to be always around, show up to the multiple things that they have back in the state, town hall, practices, district meeting, Rotary Club meetings, whatever you can do. Invite them to come to your school. A lot
yeah.
of schools, they'll come. I mean, they have a captive audience of maybe 50 to 100 students
sure.
there, and they can use that for their own benefit also
sure.
for their re-election efforts to say, hey, I was there. And, and for the PAC, we just tell students and all members, just participate. If every member gave $20 every year, we'd be the largest healthcare provider PAC in the country.
Wow, that's scary. I like that a lot. Where can people go or find some more information about the PT PAC?
Let's go to ptpac.org. It has all our information about what we're doing on Capitol Hill, and also what the PAC is all about and why it's important for the profession.
Cool, and that's ptpac.org. Mike Matlack, I appreciate you taking time out. You guys are always busy and hustling. Your booth is cranked up. Kendra Lucas over there talking to some students right there. So thanks for talking to us, and we'll continue to do this until everybody gets the message about the PT PAC and why it's so important.
All right, thank you very much.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.